Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, looking back objectively to last night's game, is that the best two periods you've played in this building, first and second?
Absolutely, Schultze. Again, we played very well. I thought our execution was good. Again, I thought we played with a good tempo. I thought we made a lot of plays. We stayed out of the penalty box. We drew penalties. And I just thought, again, that you know we did a good job of dictating the play the first two periods.
All right. Put these words then into order of importance when you're able to dictate the style and the tempo of a game. Determination, skill, preparation, and instinct.
Well, determination, obviously, to me, is the will to do a lot of the gritty things. You know, standing in front of the net, finishing a check, blocking a shot, doing whatever it takes to win a game outside. You know, the making a play or scoring a goal type thing. And skill, obviously, again, is now about making the right play and making the play, whether it's a great pass, a great shot. That's obviously the skill of any type of hockey player. Preparation is what you do during the week to make yourself the best hockey player you can on Friday and Saturday. And, we put a lot of work into our opponent, into what we want to do during the week. So, applying those skills that you learned Monday through Thursday into Friday and Saturday. And instincts, I think, are just any sport. And, you have to try to think one step ahead of of everybody else. And, hopefully you know where the puck is going to go before it goes there. Hopefully you're in the right spot when the shot's coming. Hopefully again you realize how you should rush the point if the puck goes to the defenseman, from a defensive standpoint, boxing out one of their forwards in front of the net in a defensive standpoint. So the instincts, knowing what to do before the play happens.
How has Dylan McCrary kind of blossomed these last couple of weeks?
Well, he's played, he's getting more confidence in his game right now, and he's got good offensive instincts, and he showed that last night.
Trip to Alaska last year, now this two-week trip this year. I haven't seen a single instance where your guys are getting on each other, where they're kind of sick of being around each other. How much of that is a credit to your captains and just making sure guys are doing the right things?
I don't know. I just think it's overall. I think it's the overall group. And I agree with you, Schultze. Sometimes these long road trips obviously can be difficult at times. I agree. I think they've had a good, really good 8-9 days together. And I think maybe breaking it up a little bit, Schultze, helps too. We've been to Anchorage, we've been to Chicago, we've been to Bowling Green. I think it's a testament to our guys. And there's no doubt we've got, tremendous leadership. But I also think, and again, we have a lot of experience. We have a lot of veterans. It's just we have a bunch of good guys. And I think when things are going well too, that also helps.
I think you need an awful lot of credit for this too. You've kept them busy. How important is that?
I think it's huge. I mean, you have to make sure when these guys are going to have an extended road trip like this that they're enjoying themselves, and they're looking forward to certain things. And, if you want to be, a team that just wants to stay in the hotel and not do anything and you're all worried about just the game, things probably aren't going to go your way because, you want to get out. You want to see certain things. You have to go to certain, you want to go to restaurants. You want to eat as a team. So there's a lot of things that play into it. And obviously, that Bulls game was a nice distraction. It was a nice distraction for the guys, and it was something that, that's on their bucket list, and it's something that they've done, and they've seen the United Center. They went to an NBA game, and they were in Chicago. So I just think you have to do those types of things to hopefully, again, it helps shorten the trip a little bit, and it makes it a little more worthwhile other than the hockey side of things.
Stereotype of a road trip is coaches pacing up and down the halls and bed checks and curfews. And I don't know if you guys have had a bed check in the 13 years that I've been here. Your guys kind of live by this culture of the program, don't they?
Absolutely. You have to trust them a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to do bed checks. And they realize, again, it's the business side of things. And no, they're good about it. I mean, these guys are pretty motivated guys, and I don't do bed checks. And if there's something that would happen, obviously, you'd find out anyway. But the task at hand is we got business. We got to take care of business. And I don't sit there and pace the halls or anything like that. And to me, a lot of that stuff that has to be done internally, and that has to be done with your captains and your leadership group.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Head Coach Tom Ceritori. I would expect a pretty angry Bowling Green team tonight. How much more important is the start tonight than it even was last night?
We just talked about it on video, Schultze, the exact same thing. I mean, we're going to see a buzzsaw. Whatever we saw in the third period last night, that's going to be what we're going to see, obviously, early in the game. To me, it's a must-win for Bowling Green. It's a must win for Bowling Green, and I agree with you. This is going to be one angry Bowling Green team, so I guess hopefully they're going to see a Beaver team that's going to combat that.
It's kind of rare. I haven't sat in on a video session at all in these 2 weeks. Is there anything that you guys have wanted to do that you haven't been able to?
Not really. We've obviously our video was probably short today, about 10-12 minutes. We just talked about, obviously, and we played pretty well last night. We reinforced the things that we did well, and there's a couple of things that we talked about that we got to do a little differently. But overall, again, I think right now, this time of the year, Schulze, and what's at stake? It's it's all about good habits, good hard work, doing the right thing, making the right play. And we talked about every shift brings something different. One shift might be a shooting shift. One shift might be a passing shift. One shift might be a block and shot shift. One might be a backside pressure shift. One might be just getting a puck deep shift. So there's so many things that happen. You're not going to be able to dictate what you want to do on every shift, but there's going to be different situations that happen on every shift, and you have to make sure that you're ready to rise to the occasion, and that you're a well-rounded player, and that we do the right thing. Whatever's asked out of us, we have to make the right play and do the right thing, and that's kind of what we talked about today in video.
They tried to stretch an awful lot last night. Generally speaking, is that more on the forward to try to blow up that pass, or more on the D-man and getting back?
Kind of both, but it all depends on how deep the puck is. What we're trying to do in transition, they post three forwards on the far blue line. We're just trying to make sure that we have four guys back, and so we're taking away any type of transition from them. But we also feel if we have four guys back, we can counterattack against them, and hopefully we have good space. We have good space between the layers between their defensemen and their forwards to allow us some rush offense. So that's the one thing that we're trying to do. And they do make a lot of long passes, so your defensemen have to stay on the blue line, and they have to make sure that they get back.
What would 9 points on these two trips and heck, almost 10,000 miles mean to you?
No, it'd be obviously a great road trip right there, Schulze. Winning 75% of your games right there and getting 9 points, and it would definitely put us in the driver's seat. And we talk about that. Sometimes they say split on the road, sweep at home, and I don't know if that's true to form, but we've obviously accomplished a part of it, but now you get greedy, and we realize again that this game could put us in a very good position for the next 8 games.
World Juniors wrapped up last night. I can only imagine the heartache of Canada losing to the U.S. in Montreal last night. But vast majority of those players are college players. You know how good college hockey is. I see it all the time. Is the NHL starting to really embrace college hockey and what it means to the game and the future of the game?
Well, absolutely. I mean, 35% of the National Hockey League is made up of college players. I think in our building last night, there was 10 to 15 pro scouts. I mean, there was a lot of pro scouts in the building last night watching our game against Bowling Green, so that just tells you right there what they think of college hockey. So, the impact that our college players have made in the National Hockey League, it's unbelievable. Some of the best players in the game are college hockey players, and the college hockey is just a tremendous route to go. I mean, you're dealing with players who are mature, who are older, who have really worked on their worked on their skills. They've gotten stronger. So again, it's not as risky taking an older college player right now. They're more battle tested, more game ready. So our college players have really established themselves, and I just think it's the route to go.
This might be a loaded question, but the four teams that were in the semifinals and finals, is that the best skill that you could imagine on four teams?
Absolutely. It was awesome hockey. And the other thing, too, that's a beauty about the World Juniors is that they're still young players, so there's a lot of mistakes. And a lot of mistakes create excitement for the games. I'm talking for the fans, Schulze. The coaches are sure chewing their fingernails. But one thing you're going to have with 18, 19-year-olds, you get a boatload of talent. You got size, you got skill, you got all these future National Hockey League players. But again, they're still young at heart, and there's a lot of mistakes, and those mistakes really they add to some exciting hockey games to watch.
Hope I don't see any tonight. Good luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Starting lineups are next. The Benusa pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.